Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We are standing by for a big defence announcement. It is historic. Australia, the US and the UK are set to form a major new pact.
The Prime Minister is about to reveal our submarine program will go nuclear using secrets shared from the US and the United Kingdom. It's part of a monumental partnership between the three countries that appears to be a veiled threat against China. Prime Minister Scott Morrison, US President Joe Biden and UK PM Boris Johnson are about to speak live. So let's have a look. They're going to, it's going to all start in Canberra. We're going to be hearing from, we understand, our Prime Minister first. It's a major global partnership between the three countries that was only released yesterday. We understand a few.
And this is the video explaining the rationale behind the pact. Let's have a look.
Well, good morning from Australia. I'm very pleased to join two great friends of freedom and of Australia, Prime Minister Johnson and President Biden. Today, we join our nations in a next generation partnership built on a strong foundation of proven trust. We have always seen the world through a similar lens. We have always believed in a world that favours freedom, that respects human dignity, the rule of law, the independence of sovereign states and the peaceful fellowship of nations. And while we have always looked to each other to do what we believe is right, we have never left at each other. Always together, never alone. Our world is becoming more complex, especially here in our region, the Indo-Pacific. This affects us all. The future of the Indo-Pacific will impact all our futures. To meet these challenges, to help deliver the security and stability our region needs, we must now take our partnership to a new level. A partnership that seeks to engage, not to exclude, to contribute, not take, and to enable and empower, not to control or coerce. And so, friends, AUKUS is born, a new enhanced trilateral security partnership between Australia, the United Kingdom, and the United States. AUKUS, a partnership where our technology, our scientists, our industry, our defence forces are all working together to deliver a safer and more secure region that ultimately benefits all. AUKUS will also enhance our contribution to our growing network of partnerships in the Indo-Pacific region. ANZUS, our ASEAN friends, our bilateral strategic partners, the Quad, Five Eyes countries, and of course our dear Pacific family. The first major initiative of AUKUS will be to deliver a nuclear-powered submarine fleet for Australia. Over the next 18 months, we will work together to seek to determine the best way forward to achieve this. This will include an intense examination of what we need to do to exercise our nuclear stewardship responsibilities here in Australia. We intend to build these submarines in Adelaide, Australia, in close cooperation with the United Kingdom and the United States. But let me be clear, Australia is not seeking to acquire nuclear weapons or establish a civil nuclear capability. And we will continue to meet all our nuclear non-proliferation obligations. Australia has a long history of defence cooperation with the United States and the United Kingdom. For more than a century, we have stood together for the cause of peace and freedom. Motivated by the beliefs we share, sustained by the bonds of friendship we have forged, enabled by the sacrifice of those who have gone before us and inspired by our shared hope for those who will follow us. And so today, friends, we recommit ourselves to this cause and a new AUKUS vision.
I'm delighted to join President Biden and Prime Minister Morrison to announce that the United Kingdom, Australia and the United States are creating a new trilateral defence partnership known as AUKUS, with the aim of working hand in glove to preserve security and stability in the Indo-Pacific. We're opening a new chapter in our friendship, and the first task of this partnership will be to help Australia acquire a fleet of nuclear-powered submarines, emphasising, of course, that the submarines in question will be powered by nuclear reactors, not armed with nuclear weapons. And our work will be fully in line with our non-proliferation obligations. This will be one of the most complex and technically demanding projects in the world, lasting for decades and requiring the most advanced technology. It will draw on the expertise that the UK has acquired over generations, dating back to the launch of the Royal Navy's first nuclear submarine over 60 years ago. And together with the other opportunities from AUKUS, creating hundreds of highly skilled jobs across the United Kingdom, including in Scotland, the north of England and the Midlands, taking forward this government's driving purpose of levelling up across the whole country. We will have a new opportunity to reinforce Britain's place at the leading edge of science and technology, strengthening our national expertise. And perhaps most significantly, the UK, Australia and the US will be joined even more closely together, reflecting the measure of trust between us, the depth of our friendship and the enduring strength of our shared values of freedom and democracy. Only a handful of countries possess nuclear-powered submarines. And it is a momentous decision for any nation to acquire this formidable capability, and perhaps equally momentous for any other state to come to its aid. But Australia is one of our oldest friends, a kindred nation, and a fellow democracy, and a natural partner in this enterprise. Now the UK will embark on this project alongside our allies, making the world safer and generating jobs across our United Kingdom. Thank you. Over to you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister. I'm honored today to be joined by two of America's closest allies, Australia and the United Kingdom, to launch a new phase of the trilateral security cooperation among our countries. As Prime Minister Morrison and Prime Minister Johnson said, I want to thank you for this partnership, your vision as we embark together on this strategic mission. Although Australia, the UK, and US partnership, AUKUS, it sounds strange and all these acronyms, but it's just a good one. AUKUS, our nations will update and enhance our shared ability to take on the threats of the 21st century, just as we did in the 20th century, together. Our nations and our brave fighting forces have stood shoulder to shoulder for literally more than 100 years, through the trench fighting in World War I, the island hopping in World War II during the frigid winters in Korea, and the scorching heat of the Persian Gulf. The United States, Australia, and the United Kingdom have long been faithful and capable partners, and we're even closer today. Today, we're taking another historic step to deepen and formalize cooperation among all three of our nations, because we all recognize the imperative of ensuring peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific over the long term. We need to be able to address both the current strategic environment in the region and how it may evolve, because the future of each of our nations, and indeed the world, depends on a free and open Indo-Pacific enduring and flourishing in the decades ahead. This is about investing in our greatest source of strength, our alliances, and updating them to better meet the threats of today and tomorrow. It's about connecting America's existing allies and partners in new ways and amplifying our ability to collaborate, recognizing there is no regional divide separating the interests of our Atlantic and Pacific partners. Indeed, this effort reflects the broader trend of key European countries playing an extremely important role in the Indo-Pacific. France, in particular, already has substantial Indo-Pacific presence and as a key partner and ally in strengthening the security and prosperity of the region. The United States looks forward to working closely with France and other key countries as we go forward. And finally, this initiative is about making sure that each of us has a modern capability, the most modern capabilities we need to maneuver and defend against rapidly evolving threats. AUKUS will bring together our sailors, our scientists, and our industries to maintain and expand our edge in military capabilities and critical technologies such as cyber, artificial intelligence, quantum technologies, and undersea domains. Now, as a key project under AUKUS, we are launching consultations with Australia's acquisition of conventionally armed nuclear-powered submarines for its Navy, conventionally armed. I want to be exceedingly clear about this. We're not talking about nuclear-armed submarines. These are conventionally armed submarines that are powered by nuclear reactors. This technology is proven. It's safe. And the United States and UK have been operating nuclear-powered submarines for decades. I have asked Secretary Austin of the Department of Defense to lead this effort for the U.S. government in close collaboration with the Department of Energy and the Department of State. Our governments will now launch an 18-month consultation period to determine every element of this program, from workforce to training requirements to production timelines to safeguards and nonproliferation measures and to nuclear stewardship and safety to ensure full compliance with each of our nation's commitments under the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. We'll all undertake this effort in a way that reflects the longstanding leadership in global nonproliferation and rigorous verification standards in partnership and consultation with the International Atomic Energy Agency. So I want to thank the Prime Minister, Prime Minister Morrison and Prime Minister Johnson for their friendship, but mostly important for their leadership and partnership as we undertake this new phase of our security cooperation. And the United States will also continue to work with ASEAN and the Quad, as was stated earlier, our five treaty allies and other close partners in the Indo-Pacific, as well as allies and partners in Europe and around the world to maintain a free and open Indo-Pacific and build a future of peace, opportunity for all the people of the region. We're joining together, where partnerships are getting stronger. This is what we're about. I want to thank you all, and I look forward to seeing both of you in person very soon, I hope. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. There you have it. A major announcement that was taken live right around the world. A major new alliance between the UK, Australia and the US, really reflecting the nervousness of the stability in the Indo-Pacific area and China's impact here. So just extraordinary there. Let's go live to our reporters. 7 News political editor Mark Riley is in Canberra. Okay, Riles, we're scrapping the French submarine deal, replacing it with a new one to be built in Adelaide as well.
Yeah, where most of the work for that French submarine deal was going to be conducted, Koshy. So I think the people of South Australia will heave a sigh of relief there. A lot of jobs involved in that program and a lot of money. 18 months to work up the program in consultation with the US and the UK there. Look, the very interesting part of those 8 minutes was the one word we didn't hear, and that was China. But that's what all this is about. Mm. It's Australia now becoming part of, intertwined with the UK and the US in a military alliance that will secure the safety of our region against the expansion of China, military expansion and otherwise. Scott Morrison said it was to secure independence, freedom, security and sovereignty in the region. The other important part that you heard emphasised several times is that we're talking about nuclear-powered submarines, not nuclear weapons being carried on these subs, conventionally armed submarines, which is very significant. Australia, of course, was a founder of the International Treaty of Nuclear Non-Proliferation and doesn't want to divert from that. There will certainly be some debate about Australia, though, building a domestic capability to be able to power these nuclear subs. That's something that the government will need to deal with over the next 2 years. But certainly the most significant military alliance of recent years, and one that will be signed in Washington next week. Prime Minister Morrison going there for the meeting of the Quad, which you heard mentioned there by President Biden, India, Japan, Australia and the US, and now Prime Minister Johnson going from the UK to sign this deal. So that will be done with some ceremony in Washington next week, a very significant alliance indeed.
Yep. OK. Interesting. All three of them reiterated that they won't be carrying nuclear weapons. That's an interesting thing to point out. Let's listen to a bit more of what our Prime Minister had to say just then.
This will include an intense examination of what we need to do to exercise our nuclear stewardship responsibilities here in Australia. We intend to build these submarines in Adelaide, Australia, in close cooperation with the United Kingdom and the United States. But let me be clear, Australia is not seeking to acquire nuclear weapons or establish a civil nuclear capability.
Now, Riles, as you mentioned, they didn't mention China, but the big question here is China's reaction to all this. You know, obviously they have pulled our exports before for a lot less.
Yeah, and then we can anticipate what China's going to say. We'll hear the bellicose language, no doubt, from the Foreign Ministry and from the embassy here in Canberra over the next 24 hours. And then we'll see, I think, the implications of this played out over coming weeks and months. Yes, that's right. There are trade sanctions against Australian coal, wheat, barley, wine. You know, the big problem for Australia's economy is whether China does anything on Australian iron ore. That would be a real issue, but we'll wait for that reaction. It'd be interesting to know also, Nat and Koshy, what sort of negotiation, what sort of discussion, what sort of diplomacy there was, if any, between Australia, the US, the UK and China before this, whether they were given a heads up or whether we now try again to re-engage with China to explain this new alliance. I'm sure China will be wanting that explanation, but whether they take our phone calls is quite another thing.
Yeah. Let's go to 7 News US correspondent David Woywood in Washington. Woywood, we're still trying to work out whether Joe Biden was joking at the start or whether he actually had forgotten Scott Morrison's name. But Joe Biden's announcement really does send a strong message.
Yes, that fella from down under, I think he referred to the Prime Minister as. Look, it sends an incredibly strong message today from President Joe Biden. Look, he said as a candidate, before he even made it into the White House, that he was going to take this fight really up to China in so many ways. And today, this is really him following through on this. This is, in many ways, an incredibly provocative move by the US, the Australian and the UK governments here. This is the US interests asserting themselves in the Indo-Pacific. They have been in that wrestling match for so long now with China, and this is them really just formalising that position. They want to be in that region, and as Joe Biden said it at one point, this new alliance will address the current strategic environment in the region and how it may evolve. A bit of an ominous sign there from President Joe Biden, but this was him addressing the world moments ago.
Today we're taking another historic step to deepen and formalize cooperation among all three of our nations, because we all recognize the imperative of ensuring peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific over the long term. We need to be able to address both the current strategic environment in the region and how it may evolve.
Yeah, Joe Biden speaking there, and of course through that entire speech from all of the leaders there, as Mark has just pointed out, no one has specifically mentioned China by name, but it does appear to be, of course, the elephant in the room here.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, thank you both. Big news right around the world with those three leaders announcing that pact. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Sunrise Foreign Editor Dr. Keith Suter is with us. Keith, how significant is this?
This is one of the biggest foreign policy announcements made by any Prime Minister of Australia in the last, 20, 30 years. It's a really significant development. It's clearly part of America's sort of ganging up against China, which will feed China's paranoia. When the Chinese look out on the world, they're surrounded by countries that are antagonistic towards them. That is a problem. And also, of course, the Prime Minister has to think about relations with Indonesia. Indonesia has got a growing economy. It will eventually overtake us as the number one economy in this region. So we'll go down to number two. And you've got some people in Indonesia saying, well, we're getting so rich, we've got to increase our military expenditure. And if Australia were to acquire nuclear weapons, that's why all three emphasise there are no nuclear weapons involved, because of the risk that it'll encourage the Indonesians to say, all right, we're going to acquire them. So we'll end up triggering a local arms race. That's why all three leaders emphasise no nuclear weapons, just nuclear power.
So it wasn't to protect their stance on nuclear weapons and proliferation. It was designed to keep Indonesia basically stable and calm.
Relax. We're just upgrading it. We're not acquiring nuclear weapons. So we don't want to be feeding the military lobby in Indonesia.
All right. We've got a multi-billion dollar deal with the French at the moment to build submarines. It's a decade late. What, we're just going to scrap that, are we?
We're going to have to scrap it. We'll end up paying compensation. This is third time lucky, we hope. Because don't forget, we had problems with the Collins-class submarines.
Right.
Too expensive, over budget, now and delayed. Now we've gone to a French firm, again, running late, very expensive. So this time we're hoping we can do better with the British and the Americans.
So that will cost us $400 million to get out of, but they're going to build this new fleet in Adelaide as well, to protect the jobs that are already there. Do you think they would have talked to China before announcing this? And what will China's reaction be?
Clearly, there's a lot of back-channel stuff that goes on. We've just found out in Washington about how the head of the US military spoke to the head of the Chinese, saying, don't get too worried about what's going on in the Congress. My guess is that there would have been some warning, or the Chinese would have been monitoring the media and simply realised that something is being cooked up.
How will they react? They've started trade wars in certain areas with us. Do you think they'll make another point?
Oh, I think so. They're bound to. Because there'll be pressure on their own leader to show that he's got to punish these three countries.
Right.
So, well, yes, there's going to have to be some sort of retaliation. The obvious one would be trade and perhaps reducing the number of international students coming from China to study in Australia once we reopen our international student market. And that's our third biggest export, the export of education, number one in the case of the state of Victoria.
Sure. So 18 months, they're going to sit down and plan this. So we don't know how many subs are going to be built and the expenditure at all, do we?
No, we don't. So what the announcement is simply saying, it's a bigger thing. It's not only just the acquiring of submarines. It's the fact that we are really aligning ourselves more freshly with the Americans and bringing the British back into our region.
So we'll be behind their shield.
Yep.
Basically defensive for both the Brits and the US.
That's right. In this whole new era that's growing up. Because the Americans are saying, we're out of the Middle East, we're giving up on this war on terror. Our real problem is now China, and we've got to get our ducks in alignment to deal with China rather than a handful of extremist Muslims.
As you say, this is huge. Keith, good to see you. Thank you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.